Yes, I was a fool, but I was in love, and though I was suffering the greatest misery I had ever known, I would not have had it otherwise for all the riches of Barsoom. Such is love, and such are the lovers wherever love is known. To me, Dasia Thoris was all that was perfect, all that was virtuous and beautiful and noble and good. I believe that from the bottom of my heart, from the depth of my soul on that night in Korad, as I sat cross-legged upon my silks, while the nearer moon of Barsoom raced through the western sky toward the horizon, and lighted up the gold and marble and jeweled mosaics of my world-old chamber, and I believe it today as I sit at my desk in the little study overlooking the Hudson. 20 years have intervened. For 10 of them, I lived and fought for Dasia Thoris and her people, and for 10, I have lived upon her memory. The morning of our departure for Thark dawned clear and hot, as do all Martian mornings, except for the 6 weeks when the snow melts at the poles. I sought out Dasia Thoris in the throng of departing chariots, but she turned her shoulder to me, and I could see the red blood mount to her cheek. With the foolish inconsistency of love, I held my peace when I might have pled ignorance of the nature of my offense, or at least the gravity of it, and so have effected, at worst, a half-conciliation. My duty dictated that I must see that she was comfortable, and so I glanced into her chariot and rearranged her silks and furs. In doing so, I noted with horror that she was heavily chained by one ankle to the side of the vehicle. "What does this mean?" I cried, turning to Sola.
"Sarkoja thought it best," she answered, her face betokening her disapproval of the procedure.
Examining the manacles, I saw that they fastened with a massive spring lock. "Where's the key, Sola? Let me have it."
"Sarkoja wears it, John Carter,"
she answered. I turned without further word and sought out Tars Tarkas, to whom I vehemently objected to the unnecessary humiliations and cruelties, as they seemed to my lover's eyes, that were being heaped upon Dasia Thoris.
"John Carter," he answered, "if ever you and Dasia Thoris escape the Tharks, it will be upon this journey. We know that you will not go without her. You have shown yourself a mighty fighter, and we do not wish to manacle you. So we hold you both in the easiest way that will yet ensure security. I have spoken."
I saw the strength of his reasoning at a flash, and knew that it was futile to appeal from his decision, but I asked that the key be taken from Sarkoja, and that she be directed to leave the prisoner alone in future. "This much, Tars Tarkas, you may do for me in return for the friendship that, I must confess, I feel for you."
"Friendship?" he replied. "There is no such thing, John Carter. But have your will, I shall direct that Sarkoja cease to annoy the girl, and I myself will take the custody of the key.